days, boss, right, man, in the area. My tomorrow, respect to the man, and call like you. And the boss, no deuce, deuce, no drink, but for what we can.
It's a hard left turn to make onto this four-lane road that gets busy. People taking their kids to school or something. And, people park their cars very close to the edges of the intersection, so you can't see fucking Big Paco's making this left turn. So I turn right. And now I'm taking this other way to the freeway that I'll probably regret at some point. Over the next 10 minutes.
Classic Light.
Word up, Classic Light and Koch, New York, baby. Whoa.
Koch. Whoa. All right.
I was wrong.
Get my living life. another new hip-hop track from a rising artist that we feel you should know about.
Don't ever play yourself. This is a hip-hop mission. First alert.
Yo, Pierre, you
want to
come out here?
This is a hip-hop mission. First alert.
In New York, I'm Millie Rock. Hiding in my socks. Running from a up. And I shoot at up. What? And I'm on the block. What? And I'm on the block in New York. I'm really rock a lot. Hiding in my sock. What? Hiding in my sock. Selling every rock. What? In New York, I'm really rock. Hiding in my sock. This is every rock. Running from the cop. Shooting at the up.
Yo, Pierre, you wanna come
in? Shooting at the up. Cause I run that block. Give me top. In my drop.
I understand because I've used this excuse before. What else you got, Tracy?
Okay, Rich Homie Quad got into some trouble as well. Didn't have nothing to do with drunk driving. He was arrested because police, they were suspicious of him having a possession of a stolen gun and also being in possession of some drugs, in particular ecstasy and weed. He was supposed to be doing a concert over in Georgia, but he was not able to make it to the stage because when him and his crew, five dudes, they passed the police checkpoint, that's when they got cuffed up. So I don't know if he's out. I want to say that he is. The last thing that I heard, though, is that he was over in jail as of Sunday afternoon. So let's see what the hell happens with that, man.
We love Rich Homie Quan. He's a friend of the show. Hopefully these things will get sorted out. We don't know. We weren't there, so we don't know.
Right.
What exactly was in that vehicle?
Suspicion.
And who did it belong to? But we hope everything gets sorted out. What
Absolutely,
else you got, Tracy
man.
G?
Kim Kardashian. She made an appearance on Finally. Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live. And, you know, since we're talking about sound set and Travis Scott did such an amazing performance that Sway was really celebrating. But also, on the sidelines, we found out that Travis is there with Kylie Jenner.
We saw it. I saw her. I looked at her eyeball.
Was it white or was it red?
Well, her eyeballs was white, but I didn't know who she was. Courtesy of DJ Wonder, he pointed her out to me. I didn't know what was going on.
Well, you did know that Kylie was dating Tyga not too long ago for a hell of a minute. But Kim, going back to her on Andy Cohen, she decided to give her comments on Kylie and Tyga breaking up.
You know, I feel like a lot of drama, and it doesn't mean he's a bad person at all. I just think that sometimes people... And what was great was that it was so easy, that split. They just, you know, there's has not been any drama, with her.
Hooray! What are the chances of your mom, Chris, and Caitlin ever speaking again?
Zero. One.
Really?
No, I would say two. 2%, and those are Kendall and Kylie.
Yeah, man. And she also went on to speak about her other younger sister, Kendall Jenner, who had some controversy about a month ago. You guys know I'm talking about the Pepsi commercial that people thought was very racially insensitive. This is what Kim said.
She totally understood at the end of the day, and she felt really awful for it, and she just wants to move on from it.
Yeah. When you saw the ad, did you think, uh-oh, or did you think, great?
You know, I didn't see it until it had already gotten
blown
the
up.
Attention. And so you obviously have a different perspective when
right.
everyone's just saying something. I think I was traveling and I landed and I just saw all this stuff come up. And so, you know, I think anytime someone does anything, they don't have bad intentions of doing
yeah,
it.
That's, yeah, that's, yeah. Anytime anyone does anything, they don't have bad intentions
so
of doing it.
Sensitive.
Yep.
It would never mean for anyone to perceive anything in a negative way.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you going to expect? Of course, Kim Kardashian is going to defend her sister. So I'm going to leave that right there. And really quickly, Meek Mill.
Big Meek.
Over the weekend. I'm not mad at this. A lot of people were clowning him. Let me just tell you what was going on. He put up a video on Snapchat of him in a car playing Drake's Back to Back. Which if you, of course, everyone remembers when Drake and Meek Mill, you know, going all the way back to some point in 2016 when they had their beef and people felt like, you know, the final nail in the coffin is when Drake came with Back to Back. But Meek Mill, part of his caption on Snapchat was, I play this for motivation.
What?
think Meek Mill is having some issues behind that. What's interesting about that, Tracy G, is that Drake isn't thinking about Meek Mill in my mind.
No.
He was at the Billboard Awards apologizing to Ludacris, reconciling his beef that he's had previously.
Yeah.
This dude seems to be hanging on to it.
You know what? Maybe it has something to do with, I saw over the weekend in Miami, Nicki Minaj, Meek Mill's ex, was there, and they were both in the same space. They didn't run into each other, but I don't know.
Maybe. Memories.
Exactly. Anyways, that's all for Celebrity Wire. Heather B, you got any final thoughts?
Where can people reach you, Tracy G?
Twitter, Instagram, at It's Tracy G.
It's Tuesday, so that means tonight we got DJ Envy. He's on Tuesday Night Live and his crew. Check him out 10 p.m. to midnight. Before then, our tour guide, Tol Ray, is counting down the top 10 most requested songs in the country to hit list at 8.
Radio 54 on Sirius XM has the Disco Legends. And club classics from the 90s and 2000s. Classic dance music anytime you're in the mood on Studio 54 Radio, Channel 54.
You make me feel like all those kids that were supposed to stay the night but change their mind and call their mommy. You are not me, I am nerdy. You make me feel like all those...
I'm gonna
have a fucking day, man. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Love you guys.
We love you too.
Thank you.
Thank you. That makes us so happy. Have a good one, sweetheart. Hey, Greg in Boston, tell us something good.
What's up, Greg?
Much looking good. I finally got my best friend out of the house. Took him out for a fun night out on town. His wife.
Hard to just fucking, especially like this one in particular happening this close to E3 when so much fucking shit is going on, like having a day where like, oh, no one's gonna respond to any emails, like no one's like just having like a full-on fucking shutdown day is like, ah, whatever, it's great. I needed the time, sure, but but it's kind of a hassle.
Just like
Serious pile of dry dirt in the middle of the freeway here. People seem confused by it, for good reason.
Today, Idaho, Eastern Washington, and Oregon, all in the 80s and some 90s. So lots of hot for field activities there. California, high 10 clouds in the south, one or two sprinkles in the north, but fairly warm statewide today. We look across the rest of the nation. Great Lakes with that low gyrating over Ontario. That's the low that was down over Saskatchewan and Alberta late last week. It is still spinning as it moves slowly to the northeast, but the cold front trailing from that cleared down into the northeastern United States, producing more showers there. You remember last week, we had lots of rain there, so the inland areas of New England, pretty saturated. Field work going pretty slow there, I would imagine. Some more showers coming across the border of Kansas and Oklahoma and southwestern Missouri there. And then the Gulf Coast showers. Boy, these have been persistent. This is a six-hour time lapse. We've been blowing and going here the last 4 hours, watching those showers just pour over.
Blowing and going for a full 4 hours, huh?
Southern Louisiana. Got to be some flood.
It's a real fucking party.
Of memory, uses tubes, tapes, punch cards, and is the size of a warehouse. However,
check in on the Beatles station, see what they're playing. Paul McCartney. Acceptable. Sometimes you turn it on, it's like, here's Noel Gallagher covering a Beatles song. And you're like, no one would want to. Why would anyone turning to a Beatles station want to hear that? Like, I see why you would think, like, oh, but like that.
In concert. In the studio.
Come on, George.
Come on, we're doing it.
George is tuned up.
Every Beatles recording is on
the Beatles Channel on Sirius XM.
Hey guys, it's the Beatles.
A bad little kid moved into my neighborhood.
Oh, someone.
There's also some other new station. Where is it? It's right around here. Yeah. Like, the channel logo is like a fucking medical office, which I thought, like, oh, is this supposed to be like waiting room music or something? But I guess maybe they're just a sponsor of Carolina Shag. I don't know what the fuck that even means.
When you see me smile.
other than that it sounds filthy. Sonic Mania, I think it's probably gonna come out, and like Sega's gonna sell it. And I feel like Sonic Mania will be the true test of. Maybe that combined with the other game. Like, I feel like we're heading towards the true and potentially final test for, like, how many people actually care about Sonic. And, I guess more specifically, old Sonic. Because from what I saw of that game, it looks like that's as close to the thing that. That's as cool. That thing looks exactly like what it should be. Like a fun flip on classic Sonic. Like it looks like it'll be good for what that for that specific thing, right? There's been a lot of stuff that's tried to do that and been pretty bad along the way. But that thing looked like they made a new old Sonic game. And they put in some frames of animation to make things like looking up look a lot cooler, I guess. And, like, there's some interesting stuff that they have not announced about that game, or I guess, like stuff that is in that game that sounds really neat. I played it and went like, man, this... They're making a Sonic the Hedgehog game, all right. For whatever that's worth. And so, if they're finally going to do that right, like, that'll be all the excuses out of the way, right? Like, Sonic 4 was supposed to be that, but people were like, it doesn't do this specific thing the way I want it. Which, you know, I get it, whatever. I get, like, when it comes to old games I care about a lot, I fucking get hung up on all that shit. Like, of course you do. You know, so when Sonic 4 blew a couple of those things for people, it was like, fuck that thing. I played Sonic 4, was like, I don't know, seems fine. So maybe this has that too, but it seems like they got the right people doing that thing. So that'll be it, right? I mean, like, if they can put out a Sonic game that is free of excuses and free of, like, big hang-ups, and like, okay, if we made a good one, like, how many people actually care about it? Check it out, we made a really good 2D Sonic the Hedgehog game. What do you think? Like, how many people are gonna go like, oh, fuck, I want that? And how many people will be like, oh, y'all check that out? And then how many people will be like, what? What is that? What are you, what? You did what? I mean, for me, like, when Sonic 3 came out, I felt like I was mostly finished up with Sonic. It's like, oh, you added, okay, fire shields, I guess. You redrew it all, and I don't think it looks as good, but okay. Knuckles, I think Knuckles is a fun piece of art to look at. You look at Knuckles, and you're like, man, that guy, that echidna's got attitude. But playing those levels as Knuckles always seemed bad. Like, I don't know, you can kind of glide, kind of slowly climb up things. Like, well, that's not, I don't want to do that. I don't know. Yeah, there were a handful of portable Sonic games that kind of recaptured the magic, I guess. Like that Neo Geo Pocket Sonic game was pretty good. And hey, that BioWare RPG. Where you could romance Big the Cat, I think. I think he's one of the romance options there.
Over a $4 drop on Friday, but after that cattle on feed report, rebounding.
I'll give you a conscious...
Monster, people think all I'm good at is ramp. Again, you won't pay a dime for your accommodations. The producers of the game show Lovers or Losers are picking up the tab. Just be one of the first callers at 844.
I wonder if you could build a business case around making a new Streets of Rage game today. I wonder if you said, hey, we're making Streets of Rage, like, you know, just looking at Sonic Mania and just going like, okay, what if we did that for Streets of Rage next? People talk a big game. People talk about how much they love Streets of Rage. But are there enough of them to support actually spending money on that type of development? Like, what Sega franchises actually could support continued development? For as much as I think it's like the Sonic the Hedgehog gameplay is just a little too... I don't know, like, it lacks nuance. I don't know, it's just never... Like, oh, check it out, he's super fucking fast. Hey, congratulations, you whizzed past all this stuff. You jumped to the end of this thing, and then there was another platform there, because of course there was. Sure did some loops there. Like, it just, I don't know. Kind of boring. But to do anything else makes it a slower game, and then, you know, what is that? What is Sonic the Hedgehog if it's not super fast? I guess that's, you know, Sonic 4 and some of the other bullshit they made along the way. But I don't know, like Sonic as like this, like, hey, are your reflexes fast enough to adjust to these blind jumps that you're making every 3 seconds? Like, yeah, I guess. I mean, because there's usually multiple paths through a level and it rarely matters. At least through the first, I mean, you know, whatever, not to say that those games were, like, played themselves or anything. It's not a fucking Trackmania push forward level. But I don't know, the challenge present in even the early Sonic the Hedgehog games was never really that exciting or fun. Like, when those games got, like, harder, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, like, eh, all right, guess I gotta slow down. So with that in mind, like, I think that, you know, there have been a lot of attempts to revive or continue the beat-em-up. All these river, like, you know, every week another fucking remake of Kunio-kun, like another River City Ransom style game is released every 6 days at this point. There's one on PS4, like, last week or the week before, something like that. It's crazy. You know, like, they made that new Double Dragon. I mean, granted, that's not a good game, but, like, people are out there trying to do that style of game again. Like, I think that gameplay just kind of gets stale, like the whole thing. Just kind of, you know, it's classic. But I feel like, you know, the people that have tried to, like, kind of flip it into modern ways haven't always come up with good ways of doing that, and, you know, the stuff that's been a little more tried and true to the standards of that genre are just a little boring. So it feels like it's kind of just a nostalgia play at this point, if you're making that type of scrolling brawler. If you're making that type of scrolling brawler, like, you better have, like, Mike Hagar in it. Or you better have Bimmy and Jimmy in it. Or, you know, Axel and whatever the fuck the other characters in the Streets of Rage were named. Yeah. It's sad when the best song played on your station in the last hour is the theme song to someone's radio show. But here we are. You know, I mean, obviously, yeah, you could make a longer game, you could make a game with skill and character advancement and stuff like that, you know, some kind of customization gear. And that stuff's neat. But still, it might just be something you play through once, and then that's that. And if that game is like 4 hours long or something, you're like, great, that's that.
Back at it, I know you need that motivation to keep going, so you know I got that for you right here. I'm gonna get you there Tuesday with those hits. I got some throwbacks for you and brand new music, so of course I'm coming with with that in target practice, so make sure you check that out today. 3 p.m. Eastern is when I'm going to do that. But of course, before I come with that new music, I got to shoot off what you want to hear. So I'm definitely taking those requests right now on Twitter or IG. Hit me up at DJ Nina Knight.
Okay. Never been shit, never had shit, never knew shit, never out, never do shit, down with a nigga, never gave two shits. Never been a bitch, never had a rollie on a wrist, never had shit, never take, never ask, can't give me this.
Remember, yeah, Castle Crashers. Like, Castle Crashers should have been great. Totally was not. That game was a bummer. Because you look at it and you're like, oh, yeah, these guys are making a game like that. That's great. And you get it and you're like, ah, oh, they made it. Nope. That. Nope. 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 Like, part of it is that the game itself is kind of maybe disappointing on its own, but part of it is the disappointment in realizing that maybe this thing doesn't work anymore. Reminded me of Castle Crashers last week, a couple weeks ago. Gosh, what is it? I want to say it's from the Rogue Legacy team. But there were a handful of games there, so I'm not sure which one that might be crossing origin stories on that one, but. All the characters are cats, like furry, some furry, something. I've got the name of it on my desk. Off. But like, you know, it was like ability based. Like it had cooldowns and stuff, and character classes, and like playing it was like, oh, that's a neat idea. I don't know that like the core of it is any better than a Castle Crashers or something like that, but like, yeah, you know. Simple, you know, you think about it, like when the PlayStation Saturn came out, the N64 came out, you know, the polygonal games started hitting in a greater, you know, like polygonal games became the order of the day, whatever, you know, and behind the back cameras and all the stuff that kind of came out of that, You know, you had, like, some games that tried to stick to the standards of that genre. Like Dynamite Deca or Die Art Arcade. If you want to call it that. Where, you know, they just made one of those games and they put it in some QuickTime events and that's that. And that game's neat for what it is. I played a little bit of it last night. I was testing out some stream stuff. Streamed out a little bit of that. On Mixer. And then you had games like Fighting Force. Which seemed like, you know, Eidos and... gosh, who developed that? Some Monkey Foot? No. They did Urban Chaos and they did... Anyway. Fighting Force is not a great game, you know, and that was the game where, that I played and went like, oh man, these games are dead. My God, the brawler is done. Because look at this, like they're trying to revive, they're trying to do it in a polygonal setting and all this other stuff, and it's never, it just didn't work. And you know, whatever, like the, eventually... single-player character action games and stuff like that rose up, and like those are probably, if you really think about it, are probably the true successors to that style of game, right? The like platinum style. Probably not a pure and direct lineage, it's kind of where that style went, right? God Hand, you know, whatever. Like that sort of stuff. So now when, you know, people try to do this, like, very side-scrolling oriented, or, you know, like, that whole thing where you know, in most of those games, you only attack sideways. Like, alright, so the whole defensive strategy becomes step up or down. And then step into range, step up into range, and then immediately start attacking. And that's fine, whatever. That's not saying that that's like, hey man, fuck video games that do that. But also, I really got really bored of that style of games that just kind of do that. They were built for arcades. They were built to, you know, steal money from you. So even stuff like Streets of Rage was like, all right, all the difficulty comes from, you know, we're going to limit the number of continues you have, I guess. Konami games, Simpsons and Turtles, and X-Men, and stuff like that. Like, you know, that Data, what are the Captain America and the Avengers game that Data East did. Like, you know, those are cool. They're beautiful games. But, like, it feels like it has to be a nostalgia thing. Like, you know, like, the idea of, like, hey, we made an all-new one of these. I just don't know that... I don't know what you would do to make that stand out and be great. Even fucking, Scott Pilgrim was basically, like, one big River City Ransom homage, right? I fucking hated that game. Oh my god, people are like eating that thing up. Like, oh my god, it's amazing. It's like, oh, fucking whatever. So I don't know. I don't know what you would do with Streets of Rage, other than just ride the nostalgia wave and get Yuzo Koshiro and have him make a bunch of fucking great music. I mean, maybe that'd be worth it alone. You know, just like, hey, we made a new Streets of Rage. Guess what? It looks a lot like the old Streets of Rage, but it's more like 2 and not like 3 with all that 6-button controller support weird shit. Put that out and that's that. Maybe you don't overthink it. You just put it together on the cheap and say there you go. I'm just trying to think like what other Sega franchises you would do that with. For some reason, Crazy Taxi is the game that always comes to mind when I think about Sega franchises. I don't know why that's always first on the list for me. Because when I think about it, like, oh, that, I don't actually know that I think that they should make a new Crazy Taxi. I think that's another thing that's kind of like, I don't necessarily like in games, is the race against the clock, like, countdown stuff that was arcade racers, you know? Daytona, Ridge Racer, and all that stuff with, like, checkpoint, you know? Time extended, you know, all that stuff. Just fuck that. I'm paying $60 for a goddamn game. You better let me finish the goddamn race. You might lose at the end.
Enjoying the show so far. We're about halfway through this week's amazing countdown. I just want to talk to you guys about someone that I saw play perform last night and did such a great job, Griffin. For those of you who have a chance, if you see Griffin coming to a city near you, I highly recommend checking out his show. It's this beautiful hybrid live DJ performance. Guy's super talented, and we saw a set
a lot of Yahoo answers, this whole thing.
So I wanted to big him up. Up next is not a song from Griffin, a song from Pijama, who's also a good homie of us. Pijama kind of stormed onto the scene probably like 4 or 5 years ago with a signature kind of like trumpet, I don't know, thumping sound that like is just his signature. No one does it better. But this is actually a departure from that. This is his new song featuring Sharana, One-on-One. He slowed it down to 100 BPM. It's good vibes. Really excited to see what Tujama's got coming up next, and it's cool to see him kind of exploring new styles and sounds. So let us know what you think. This is Tujamo from King Serrano, one by one. Let us know.
BPM, the YouTube EDM 15.
Why did I listen to that?
of the projects will develop more resistant canola crops and enhance environmental practices for livestock production. The fifth project will focus on improving equipment for doctors and nurses. China draws up a wish list to boost bilateral trade with the United States. In the 117-page report, China outlined plans to increase soybean and cotton imports along with manufactured goods like aircraft and machine tools. In return, China is asking the U.S. to stop using the alternative state approach when calculating dumping margins in WTO disputes. Well, a wet spring combined with recent snowmelt have brought an end to New Hampshire's drought conditions that began last spring and persisted through some of the winter months. Joining us now by phone with an update is New Hampshire Farm Bureau President Dennis Ward. Dennis, thank you for your...
Okay.
Or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
And the ad council.
Stories from choice. Barstool Radio brings their unfiltered take on sports and entertainment to SiriusXM. Weekdays from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern on your home for cutting-edge entertainment, SiriusXM Rush.
New at Applebee's, abundant grill combos starting at just $12.99.
Yeah, let's do it. Applebee's.
Five hot off the grill combos like a half rack of ribs, grilled chicken, or that juicy sirloin steak paired with a shrimp skewer, all with unlimited fries only at Applebee's. It's KMEL.
Prodigy in the morning.
Prodigy in the morning.
What you mean you don't know?
Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the streets. Baby, I can sing, cause you don't recognize me. I'm Shaq G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew what was wrong with Shaq.
What's up, love? How you doing?
All right.
Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your old girl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin thought I wasn't?
These, like, FM stations, like these HD radio stations, both sound like someone is playing music in a metal shack, and they put a microphone in it. Like, it's got this weird tinny... quality to it. It sounds all fucked up. Metallic sound.
Fingertips on the hips as I dip. Gotta get a tight grip. Don't slip. Loose lips. Ain't shits. It's a trip. I love the way she licks her lips. See me jocking. Put a little twist in her hips. Cause I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone while the light's on. Turn them off. Time to set it off. Get your wet and soft. Something's on your mind. Let it off. You don't know me. You just met me. You won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have me, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real cheese doing time. Cause if you can get the truth and told the lie, you pick the wrong guy, baby. If you're too fly, you need to hit the door. Search for a new guy. Cause I only got one night in town. Break out a B clown, baby. Doll, are you down? I get around.
Q102.
need a favor to my homies when we fall on our enemies. Witness as we creep to a low speed. Keep what a hold me. Pump some more weed, bump. You don't need. I'll put you with you with a passion for the long day. But I've been driven by attraction in the strong way. Your body is saying, baby, I love it when you're flown. It's time to give it to daddy, nigga. Now tell me how you roll.
The West Coast of this bitch.
I bounce and twist stuff.
Rolled up chronic and hash in the blood, call it aftermath.
Give it a see you, and you know I got some new music to shoot off too. That's not happening circuit practice today, 3 p.m. Eastern. I definitely need you there with your feedback, because I need to know if this new one from G-Eazy deserves rotation or not. So make sure you check that out today, 3 p.m. Eastern.
So I'm gonna go to limb and say it doesn't.
I got a thing for bitches. I don't really hang with bitches. But if you see me with them 9 times out of 10, I'll bang them bitches. All we do is fuck. But she say we don't do it enough. Calling my phone, going ham. Damn, Pam, you be doing too much. All on my Instagram trying to stand out. You be doing too much. Want a screenshot while we FaceTime. You be doing too much. Got me on speakerphone around your friends. Ho, you really doing too much. All in my shows, pulling on my clothes. Ho, you really doing too much. Yeah, she thought she had a blessing. Whole lie like she pregnant. To tell the truth, she was missing. Screenshot, 9 missions. I ain't gonna lie, I hit a couple times. I really was thirsty though.
Where here we go.
I'll be the passion. Ooh, it's taking up a fraction of my mind. Ooh.
Okay. That's all of that I can stand. And I'm here, so that's cool too. Everybody have a good Tuesday. I'll see you later.
All right.